So, Coach, there's an awful lot of excitement in the city of Philadelphia, not only for the season, but for the trade that you guys just executed. Could you talk a little bit about what Ronald Darby will bring to your defensive backfield?
Well, first of all, he brings a level of aggression. You know, he's a physical corner. He prides himself in that. And what I've seen so far in practice, I'm very encouraged. You know, it breaks on a ball like I haven't seen in a while, and that's encouraging to see from that position.
You know, the city's talked an awful lot about Carson Wentz and his development and what can he be. How good can this young man become?
I really think sky's the limit with this guy, and you hear that a lot. Yeah. It's sort of a blanket statement, but what I mean by that is he's a pro's pro. He studies like he's a 7, 8, 9, 10-year guy. He puts in the time, and so with that and that demeanor and that attitude, I really do think sky's the limit with him.
But it's interesting because we've both been around great quarterbacks, you know, when I sit down with Matt Ryan or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, there's a vibe, a presence, and a leadership. And I hate to say it because, again, I don't want to anoint him either, but I get that same vibe from the kid. Even when I interviewed him at his pro day at North Dakota State, he just has it.
He does. He does. And, you know, I think about the time I worked out Russell Wilson when he came out of Wisconsin. I had a chance to spend a day with him up there, and I just knew he had the it that you're looking for at that position. I felt the same way when we went to North Dakota and went to Fargo to work out Carson. I kind of felt that same feeling all over again. And, you know, it's still a work in progress. By no means have we arrived, but just the way he handles himself around the team, in the community, you know, right there, you feel like you've got a winner in Carson Wentz.
Year two with Jim Schwartz. I thought he was a great hire for you because he's got such great experience on the defensive side of the ball, but he kind of adds that former head coach background as well. Do you ever find yourself kind of grabbing him at any point during the season and say, Jimmy, what did you do in Detroit, or what do you think about this, just as somebody else to kind of bounce things off of?
I have, and that's what sort of drew me to Jim. And I remember the type of defense that we had even when Jim Johnson was here. It was an aggressive style, and that's kind of what you're seeing now. It's a little bit of the same style with the aggression coming off the ball with that defensive line and guys in the back end with Malcolm and Rodney who just command the whole thing, and now with the addition of Ronald. I mean, it's just great to see. I just love the style of play that he has brought to this defense and to this city.
When you kind of take a look back at year one for Doug Peterson and look ahead to year two, what do you think you need to get better at, more efficient at?
For me, I think it's just putting our team in the best possible situation to succeed, because we had chances late in these games. We came up short, and so that's my responsibility to make sure that we finish those games.
Fourth down last year, I think you went for it 26, 27 times. Are you saying you want to be just as aggressive, but maybe a little different in the play calling?
Yeah, you know, you look at all the fourth downs, and you take those fourth and forevers out,
right,
those
right.
ones at the end of the game. Those are you got to go for those. But
right.
those decisions that you make in the second quarter or third quarter when you're on the cusp of maybe that long field goal, where it's, do you go for it on fourth and two at the plus 38-yard line? You know, I've got to just keep studying those situations, go back and review. It's my demeanor to trust our guys that way. So, yeah, I'm going to continue to stay aggressive, keep the foot on the pedal, and keep moving forward.
Philly's a passionate town. I grew up about 7 miles from here. My dad was the offensive line coach at University of Penn. So I grew up in West Philly, and I've always thought that Philadelphia's got maybe the most knowledgeable fan base, yet they're very passionate. They have very high expectations. How do you deal with the expectations of the Philadelphia fan base?
You know, number one, the fans they've been gracious and very cordial and very uplifting to me and my family, and I thank them for that. A little different when you enter the stadium, though, on Sunday. They'll let you have it one way or the other. But that's what you love about this city. They live and die by the Eagles, and that's exciting to me. There's a great responsibility to live up to that expectation, obviously, and by no means can you do this thing overnight. We're slowly building the pieces, and hopefully one day we can give this city exactly what they want.